Good morning. The number 343 is the number on a banner carried by the FDNY into St. Patrick's Cathedral on Sunday, the number of firefighters killed on 9/11. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I can only imagine what you feel today. I know so many of you have told me the pain does not go away. This time of year is a tough time of year. But I also know you tell me the stories of the joy that your loved ones gave you when they were here with us, the pride they gave you, the way everyone looked up to them because they served in the FDNY.
15 years after the attack on 9/11, the day is never easy for New Yorkers. By 1 p.m. on Sunday, the now familiar reading of the names of those killed on that day was completed. A musician played taps. Among those reading the names, several said the loss of their loved ones still felt as if it happened yesterday, not 15 years ago. President Barack Obama, at a ceremony at the Pentagon, said the nation will never forget the lives of those killed in the September 11th attack.
We honor the courage of those who put themselves in harm's way to save people they never knew. The question before us, as always, is how do we preserve the legacy of those we lost? How do we live up to their example? And how do we keep their spirit alive in our own hearts?
Meanwhile, peace activists from the World Can't Wait say 9/11 is no excuse for expanding the war on terror, that it has been a justification for U.S. wars of aggression on people in at least seven countries: Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. They held a protest Sunday afternoon in downtown Manhattan. One of their signs said, "Neither candidate running for president will stop the U.S. war on the world. It's up to us."
On this vote, the yeas are 261 and the nays are 145. The bill is passed.
Just before September 11th, the House of Representatives passed the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, or JASTA. It is a bipartisan bill which allows September 11th families to sue Saudi Arabia.
JASTA ensures that those, including foreign governments, who sponsor terrorist attacks on U.S. soil are held fully accountable for their actions.
Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte.
We can no longer allow those who injure and kill Americans to hide behind legal loopholes, denying justice to the victims of terrorism.
Texas Republican Ted Poe.
It's interesting that Saudi Arabia objects to this legislation. Methinks they object too much. The legislation gives the victims' families access to the courts, to the rule of law. And we as a people should be more concerned about these victims of terror than we are about diplomatic niceties with other countries.
15 out of the 19 men who hijacked commercial airliners and used them as missiles to target the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were Saudis. New York Representative Jerry Nadler.
This legislation does not prejudge the merits of any particular case. It simply ensures that the 9/11 families or anyone who may face the same situation can plead their case in court.
President Obama opposes the bill. The White House has signaled that the president would veto it. There's a different resolution which has been brought to the Senate. U.S. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, Rand Paul from Kentucky, Al Franken from Minnesota, and Mike Lee from Utah introduced a bipartisan joint resolution of disapproval to block the U.S. sale of Abrams tanks and associated major defense articles to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Pentagon announced the proposed sale totaling $1.15 billion in August. Another sign from the World Can't Wait's demo in downtown Manhattan said, "Drones bring endless wars." To this message, three U.S. former drone operators joined a lawsuit against President Obama over the deaths of innocent Yemenis in U.S. drone strikes. The Air Force and National Guard veterans Sean Westmoreland, Lisa Ling, and Brandon Bryant said they witnessed a secret global system without regard for borders, which conducted widespread surveillance with the ability to conduct deadly targeted killing operations. The brief said from their collective experience working on the drone program, they believe the public has been misinformed about the effectiveness of drone strikes and the way they are conducted. Following intense pressure, President Obama released a count of how many civilians died from drone strikes. The figure released is between 64 and 116, but human rights groups argue this figure. They say it is deceptively low. In other news, Syria's state news agency says the government accepts the agreement between the U.S. and Russia calling for a nationwide ceasefire, which begins today. The news agency says the agreement was reached with the knowledge and approval of the Syrian government and that hostilities will stop in the northern city of Aleppo. The U.S. and Russia also agreed to a new military partnership targeting Islamic State and al-Qaeda militants. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York. Back to you, Michael.